Thanks for joining us back here at Bank Horizons. I'm Michelle, and I have Rich Hahnemann and Lyman Hopper. They're from Signature Information Systems. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Nice to be here, Michelle.
So you're exhibiting here at Bank Horizons, and as we were talking earlier, you kind of have a different approach to the show today, which I kind of like. You're here kind of to show off your product, but also to do some market research, it sounds like. Is that right?
Yes, I'm with product development, and what we're doing here is we're actually talking to people about our existing products, our existing clients, what they like about our product, what they don't like about our product. And our product is a kind of a loan servicing product, so they have their escrowed and non-escrowed accounts that they have to check the taxes on throughout the state of New Jersey. And within that, they are enabled to look up the property and check to see if taxes are paid so that they make sure that it doesn't go default and into lien. But the product itself right now, currently, they have to do the manual lookup themselves. And the existing clients have identified to us the need to be able to kind of upload their portfolio and manage it through some sort of dashboard service and push them the results rather than spending the time and looking up individually. It helps their business scale better, gives them much more security because they, a lot of times what will happen is if you miss, you know, looking up or checking a property, it could go to lien without you being aware of it. So by us pushing the information to them, it alerts them rather than kind of getting behind the eight ball and then they're fighting to get the first position back on that mortgage because now they've got to recoup and purchase back the lien from the lien seller. So that's a little bit about what we do.
You mentioned saving time, which is obviously something important for banks, especially community banks that are here today are mostly smaller. So that's a big issue for them. I did a podcast a few minutes ago and talked about new regulations that are coming down in January. So what do you see as one of the biggest challenges when you talk to your clients and banks that they're facing now and in the future?
Oh, being a member now for this year and attending many of their functions, it just there's just so much going on now with the due diligence and compliance, the double dotting of the I's, the double crossing of their T's. Do we have everything ready for when that auditor comes walking in the door? So we're trying to do our best by providing various public record searches just so they can, for example, do a UCC search and just make sure that they're in the proper lien position on these properties. Also, besides what Rich was bringing up, you know, making sure that taxes and all the assessments are being paid and taken care of. Also, is the person that says they own the property, are they the true property owner? So really, just the banks are just taking a closer look now at their portfolios, and we're just here now to be their kind of like trusted advisor, so to speak, on how can we help in that process and you know, save them time, save them some money, and make sure, again, when that auditor comes walking in the door, that everything looks proper and in compliance.
Yeah, you bring up a great point because a lot of our interviews with customers, they talked about the auditor itself because of that very reason. And a lot of the current reporting that a lot of the servicing companies do seems to not meet the sniff test of the auditors. So we're working with the various lenders to identify what is the appropriate documentation that they need to carry with the file and just make sure they have that proper background. So, you know, as product development, we come out, talk to people, help identify their needs, and this way we go back, and when we redevelop our products, it helps meet their needs.
Great. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I want to let you get back to talking with people, but thanks so much for joining me today. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, thank you for your time, Michelle.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Thanks, Lyman. Thanks, Richard.
All right. Take care.